Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan.
Hello,
Yay! And
I'm
we have with
back.
our, yeah, we, yes, you are back. Welcome back.
Yay.
And we have as our question master, Tiffany,
Hello.
our little angel in the sky.
Yeah,
So, yeah.
angel, the angel.
You disagree with that, Tracy?
Well, we'll get back to that question. Maybe if the audience would like to know. I'm just
They
kidding.
can put in their thoughts.
That's right. What do you guys say about this? No, she
Anyway,
is our
welcome
little
everyone. Come on
angel.
in. Tell us where you're from. Shine your light. Light your part of the grid. So important. We did a lot of talking on that last week, so that was really good.
When you guys shine your light, I imagine your faces like this. So shine them just so I can visualize
Sure.
that.
I see it as beacons of light. Zing, 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 coming up through there.
But their faces look like little rays of
Yeah.
sun.
Love
Yeah. So,
And so, okay, so I've, yeah, what, oh, yeah, tell us where you're from and shine your light, and what would you like them to know?
yes, what would I like you to do? I have to get back into the game,
I
man.
do. Tiffany has volunteered to say this part if you would want her to, but that's up to you.
Oh,
Okay.
no. It was the whole thing.
Oh, the whole thing she was talking
Part of
about.
it.
Oh, got it. Not,
So,
oh, okay. So
wait, you were gonna say it? I don't ever want to take the light off of Tiffany. Do it, Tiffany,
no.
do it.
No. It's already halved. You have to finish it.
And it's
Okay,
such
you
a thing.
guys.
I've been doing it for how many years now? It's like it's tough for me to just go, oh.
Uh-oh. I want to hear Tiffany come in as like one of those radio announcers.
No, that
And
was
here
totally
we
what I,
are.
yes, that's totally what I had in mind. I was going to be like, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hours with Julia Cannon and
Okay. Next week. That's happening. Not that it didn't just happen, but we'll take it. I know. Yeah, when you said that, I'm like, oh, she's totally going to do a radio announcer voice. That'll be awesome. All right, you guys, get in there with where you're from and then come up with a brilliant question. Just get up in those little thinkers, come up with a question. How do you get your question asked? Well, thank you for asking that. You're going to put Tiffany in capital letters in your right before your question. Put emojis, Princess Tiffany, Goddess Tiffany, Wonder Woman in the sky. What was it? Question master,
Question
whatever you
master.
want. Title it all in caps, Tiffany, and all the emojis you can find to put with it that are appropriate. No more poop emojis, you guys. Just saying. Just kidding. Nobody did a poop emoji.
There's
Anyways,
what?
get
Our
that in
group?
the questions, and then she'll read them off to us because, you know, she's really good at it. And we appreciate that. Okay. So, with that, what do we have to talk about? Why they're all getting their ducks in a row?
Energy. Have you noticed the energy kind of easing up, or you
Not in my
noticing?
house,
Not in your
but,
Well, except for what's happening out in the. Hey, you guys, stay warm. Please stay warm. Now Tracy isn't being impacted, but the rest of us are, and probably the rest of the country is, except for Tracy. As far as United States, this huge winter storm coming in this weekend. So. Stay warm, stay safe. That's,
yeah, we have
snuggle.
animals.
Snuggle.
Please remain inside. Please,
Yeah.
I even if they're outdoor animals, bring them into some sort of shelter. That's
Okay, I was
cold
gonna
for
say, I can't
everyone.
bring my chickens in, but they've got shelter.
Yeah.
So, no,
And you probably have a cute little heat lamp out there for them, right?
I don't have a heat that they're used to. They have all these panels, their windbreaks, and
They'll stay
things that are
warm with their
closing
fluffy
off, and
feathers.
their windows they close down, so they're closed in. So, and I've done all the research, and they say they can handle a lot of cold, and so
Oh,
they can.
okay.
They're used, yeah. They have all those feathers, and they have very high body temps. They
And then they get nestled in their little
yeah.
straw beds
And
and
I told them to stay snuggled together too. So,
oh, And there you go.
Keep each other warm.
Yeah.
Everybody
Yeah.
else is inside.
I feel very lucky to not be participating in extreme temperatures. So, for all of you guys that are, stay safe, stay warm. Check on people that you know, maybe the elderly or someone that you know can't get out or get their supplies that they need. Check on them. Do the things. Have your battery backups and your, yeah, all the things it takes to make sure you're gonna stay warm and fed. Don't be out there cuddling with the chickens.
No, we snuggle with each other, and I'm gonna cuddle with the kitties and the dog.
There you go. That works. So, yeah, so that's so energy. There's, in my experience over here, there's a lot of change going on, which is to be expected, I guess, when you're coming from a 9 year closure to a 1 year new beginnings. And but it's when change is happening and you are choosing to not look at the, how do I want to say that? Like, we have the information, right? Like, oh, we're in a 9 year, it's closing out. We're going to expect some changes. We're more in the flow of that. Oh, this is shifting and changing. Okay. Might I say my children are not on that same frequency, so their changes are seeming a little rougher. And so helping them navigate through that and trying to give them that information, you know, it's a lot of people going through stuff right now, changing, and then this weather isn't helping, I'm sure,
No, it's
but
not helping at all. Well, see, and that's a thing. This is really good point. What tends to happen before, it's like this is a stage. I mean, you'll notice. I mean, we used to do it. I used to do it. Probably still do it to some extent. A lot. There's a reactionary mode. You react to things and anything that's happening. It's like I react to it. And then as we get more used to it, get more information, get more, well, all these different things, and it's like you see, you're going in with more knowledge.
yeah.
And more information. So, or just, more experience. I don't know. But one's reacting and the other one is, what would you say it is? It's just
Being
flowing.
conscious,
Yeah,
yeah,
flowing with
being
it.
in the flow of it, being conscious of what's happening. And it's interesting because it's one of those things where my son knows he was ready to let go of the thing he's letting go of and move to something different. But it's that stage in between where you don't know what that different thing looks like yet, and you're letting go of the thing that was of comfort.
That's that faith
He's
step.
shifting jobs. I don't want to be too mysterious about it. He's shifting his jobs. So he's let go of the job that is no longer, like, the universe made him let go of it. He got to the psychic 2x4 that you guys have heard us talk about, and it forced the situation. And so now he's in limbo, in that limbo space. And I'm like, I'm here. We're taking care of things. You're gonna be okay. But that anxiety that sets in, that fear of, oh gosh, what, you know,
What
what am
am
I
I
gonna
gonna
do?
do?
And what does that look like? And starting something new can be its own little scary thing. So that's where we're at. So when you say, what's the energy like in your house?
In your household, it's a little chaotic.
Little chaotic. And you know, I talk about this too, because you know, we talk about the times every time I start a house project, there's usually something that unearths with that house project. And that's kind of what's happening is that the house itself is in chaos because we're working on projects. And those projects can only get worked on when I'm not working because I work from home, or you know, like, our schedules have to coordinate. So it's taking us way longer than we thought it would to get to these things. So the house has been in this unfinished state and we're working around things. It's becoming our new normal. So that's not good, right? It's like, this is becoming our new normal. We're used to this being here in this off weird place now.
You
And
have to walk around and do all these things.
yeah, take the long way around and all the things to get to the place. And anyways, so it's kind of reflective of where everybody's emotions are
Well,
in that place too.
always your
Yeah.
house, your car, all these things will
The
reflect where
weather.
you are.
Yep. So it's interesting because I went through this phase of just kind of getting to a I surrender, whatever, it'll get done when it gets done. And then I didn't want to work on it. I was just like, yeah, I've got like 6 hours today that I could probably put something, paint something, do something. And I'm like, nah. And so then it's like, okay, I need to get my motivation back
Well,
to
yeah,
get back into it.
you will. Maybe it's just a you just need some space. You need to give yourself that space.
Well, and there's three other people in the house. So maybe, just maybe, that feeling comes from they're not ready for me to complete it yet. They're still
Maybe.
working through something. Or,
Yeah, could be.
there's always so many other perspectives or ways to look at it. It's like there's not just me. It's not just what's going on for me. It's what's going on for
Sure.
everyone in the house. So
True.
anyway, so there's what's going on energetically in my world. Because remember, we all create our own worlds.
Yes.
And riding the wave. So yeah.
Flow.
Is there anything you want to share before we find out where everybody's from?
No, that was good. I just, you know, I had noticed definitely the energy has is different than it was a few weeks ago, you know, when it was just
Yeah.
really crazy. And it's like it feels like it's lightened up, and it may be where it's trying to get itself directed. Ooh, there we go. That's what's coming in. It's trying to get itself directed because officially we don't move into that new year for another couple of weeks, 2, 3 weeks.
Right.
So, it's like the energies are kind of what I'm seeing is like the other's happening, and then it's like when you're shifting gears, you're trying to turn. See, it's like doing this business where it's trying to turn and go the other direction. So that's where this kind of maybe limbo or whatever you want to call it feeling is coming from, because that it's the energy. It's just redirecting, but it takes a little bit, which is maybe nice that it doesn't go, be so sudden. It's
Yeah, because we've had those things happen too, right?
absolutely. This
Like,
is so funny, this feeling. It's like it's this
yeah.
movement to that direction.
Well, and we had talked about where these timelines are all kind of showing us all these different versions, and then we're kind of molding a new version out of those versions. And so that might be what this is, because that's what I thought of when you were doing that. It's like,
Oh,
oh yeah,
maybe.
that's us shuffling into that one time. Like maybe it starts up here and then it goes into.
Maybe I just keep saying it's like a slipping, you know. It's like maybe, I mean, I don't know. It just this is a feeling of it where it's I'm doing circles with my hands is what I'm doing. You probably can't see that, but it's like
Can we
I'm
get everybody doing that?
gradually.
I know
Now,
Tiffany was doing it in the background.
yeah, absolutely. That's a new dance. And Tiffany and I were having a discussion earlier in the week about timeline things and stuff. And I know I remember my part of it, as far as like we were talking about, there's different things happening that make you feel like we're on different timelines. Do you remember the whole conversation, Tiffany?
Yeah, so I'm glad you remember that because I completely forgot that. No, it was an interesting event that I had had with a friend. That's how it started.
That's what it was. Yes.
So I was out with a friend and she was very tired, but we were in the car and she kept falling asleep, but I was still like, I would have a conversation with her. I was having a conversation with her, but then she would like seem like she'd fall asleep within seconds. And then she'd come back mumbling something, and I was like, "What happened?" And then she'd go, "Huh? Oh, were we not just having a conversation about mortgages?" And I was like, "No, we were talking about like it was something completely off the wall." And I was like, "No, that's absolutely not what we were talking about." And I was like, "Well, why don't you tell me about these mortgages or something?" And then I just said, "Huh, I wonder if you're slipping between timelines, because it would happen
Oh,
instantaneously, like
fast. Yeah.
so
Wow.
fast." Like she wasn't even, it wasn't long enough that I'm talking that she could fall asleep. She would just, it's like within seconds. And then she would wake up and be like, "Were we just talking about blah, blah, blah?" And I was like, "No." Yeah. So, yeah, I think so. Then we were talking about like, bring that up. And what are your guys' thoughts on?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And
That's
then
a
that was
kind of a fun
reminding me
conversation.
of where I was coming out of a sleep. And you know, when you're coming, you're in that state, that in between state, and it was like I was remembering there was a supplement that I take that's a liquid that it was showing me, it was like, okay, time this. And as I'm coming to awake, I'm like, yeah, but where is it? Where is that supplement? I don't know. It was like, it
It
was
was
one that
so
I
real.
had, and I don't, and I'm like, but where is it? Like, I had ordered it and I was ready for it, and I don't know where it is, but it's like, it's not here. So I'm wondering if that's where time's like, I wonder if that's another timeline. We're in that timeline. I don't have the supplement. Here, I don't have it.
Wow.
So, because we were talking about, we're going to be noticing this more. Maybe this is some of how it manifests.
I love it. I love this. The demonstrations of it are where we're recognizing that this could be happening. And what a weird experience, I'm sure, for your friend Tiffany, who's probably going, "What's happening to me? Why do I keep hearing these other conversations?"
Well, it's really weird because I think she's actually like flirting with the veil. She just doesn't understand that she is, because she's made other comments that she thinks that
I was hoping you'd bring this up.
that she thinks that at some point she's going to wake up and see that I'm a figment of her imagination, and that this is all just a fake thing that's happening, and that I'm actually not with her in the car and she's just talking to herself. I mean, she takes it into that she thinks she has like schizophrenia or something, but I think that but so it's quite interesting that she said she's had those thoughts forever.
Interesting. Yeah. Anybody else got weird stories like that? That'd be cool. Don't forget, ask us your questions as well. All right. We didn't announce where everybody's from yet, have we?
No, we haven't. Yeah.
Okay,
Tiffany.
bring back in the princess of the sky.
Yes. Do I get a wand?
You get a wand. Today, it's going to look like a fluorescent pen.
I thought that was a carrot, and I was like, that's interesting.
Oh,
Everything can be
not
a
so
wand.
delicious.
We have Seattle, Tasmania, Maryland, Montreal, Washington, freezing Michigan, Canada, North Carolina, the UK, New York, Minnesota. By the way, New York will not be there next week.
Yeah, because New York is getting a lot of snow too, right? And that's,
Yeah. North Bay, Ontario, San Antonio, Arizona, Poland, Indiana, Illinois, New Hampshire. Weren't we looking for a New Hampshire yesterday? Or yesterday, last week? No, it was Massachusetts. Where's Diane from? Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
Okay, never mind. It was Massachusetts. Australia, Kansas City, Missouri, South Dakota, Scotland, Connecticut, Georgia, Australia, Canada, Oregon.
Super. You guys are everywhere. I love it. Thank you so much for being here.
Sorry,
I
there's a
am seeing
gal.
somebody ask, who is that talking? So, do you want
Oh,
to
yeah.
introduce her more formally?
Oh, the talking issue, the question master. See, that's the question master. She will take care of the questions. And this is my daughter, Tiffany. And Tracy keeps trying to adopt her.
I think I'm pretty successful.
But I'm the original mom, so
A surrogate.
I
You definitely get to talk to her more than I do. So, whatever.
True. Yep. I get all the benefits. Little
Right.
Rock, Arkansas. Okay, there we go. So all of our states are covered.
Well, and then there's an Austin, Texas, Columbus, Ohio,
There we
Chile.
go. Woo!
Yeah, keep going. More coming in. So, yeah.
Okay, fantastic.
Florida, Ontario, Wisconsin, Norway.
Wow.
See, you're everywhere. Thank you so much. Shining your light, that is so important. And I feel warmer. I just feel warmer with knowing you're all out here and and doing your thing. It just, you see, we're not alone. That's the biggest thing about why we do this. I want you to see you're not alone. Plus, it's lighting up the grid, but you're not alone.
Plus, you're lighting up the grid. There's that little
Yeah,
thing.
you're
You know.
yeah.
It's
So.
growing. It's growing, and it's exciting to watch all the different places that are coming in. Thank you, everyone around the world, for listening. Those of you who listen later to the replays, thank you. This is pretty cool. Fun.
It is.
All right. Do we have any questions yet, Tiffany?
We do.
Yay.
This question is for Kathy, and I feel like you kind of just touched on it a little bit, but if you want to add anything, is there any explanation for feeling like I'm in between my dream world and reality? I've been feeling like this for at least a week.
That must be why we were talking about it. I love
Yeah,
it when that happens.
hopefully you caught all of that from the earlier conversation. But yeah.
Yeah, because I think that's that. That's.
Yeah. You're here.
Yep, you're doing the what do we need to call that something?
I know, right?
The slipping dance. I don't know.
We think
Anyway.
that's going to be kind of normal for a while because we're shifting between dimensions, is what we were talking about earlier, if you missed it, and having multiple timelines showing up. So if you missed the first part of the call here or of the show, Tiffany talks about her friend going in and out of these questions. So go back and re-listen to it. We won't try to recreate it, but go back and re-listen at the end of this.
But
Wait till the
anything
end.
else, if there's anything else, I was starting to pick up something. Like that dream world, talking about living, being in a dream world. We're talking about this when I was doing that, something was coming in, and it's like, okay, so what? And then you were starting to say it's like we're in, it's the energy that there we go, there's the energies. We're stepping into these different things. It is a dance as the camera moves.
See, mine doesn't do it. Mine's not dancing with me.
It's I'm just feeling it. It's like there's a it's go with the flow, go move. Yeah, it's a dance of some kind. It's an energetic dance. What would be I'm trying to feel it energetically. This is what I did when I was writing Soul Speak. I would go into the different ailments or the different, energetically step into them to see what they wanted, what they had to say, what they were trying to say, and fear and anger and all those things. What is it you're trying to teach? And that's what this is feeling like. It's like it's the same thing. It's like stepping into what we were saying, like you're saying, it feels like this dream state that I'm in or anything. So stepping into that energy. Or energetically stepping into that energy, what is it trying? What is it? What's it doing? And so I'm just getting these feelings and kind of visuals. And that's to say, it feels like a dance. So any thoughts out there? I mean, God, just sense it. Just let yourself energetically move with the words that have been said and see what starts coming in for you. Because that's how we learn more. If this isn't just physical, there's nothing physical about this. This is all this other dimensional things. And so that's done energetically. So allow yourselves to, but I keep seeing this. It's like, it's like, oh, for some reason, it's more this direction.
And
Yeah.
this and that and
Yeah,
this.
it's a
What else is
dance.
coming?
It's totally a dance. I'd love to hear what anybody else is picking up or what you're feeling, anything like that. Getting, yeah, what dance you can come up with.
I know, right? What do you guys have? We want to see your dance. That'd be good. All right. What else do we have, Tiffany?
Believe this is a soul speak
Oh,
question.
okay. Ooh.
This is from Team Ginger. Most precious and special Tiffany, do you have any thoughts about too much iron in the liver? High ferritin levels. Not sure I'm pronouncing that right, but.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. That's not really where you look. I mean, you look at what symptoms is it creating? If that can be a diagnosis, high iron levels in the liver, okay? But what's it doing? How is it manifesting in your body? What symptoms is it creating? That's where the message is. So I see it's like it just takes this situation to create, your message. And it may not always be the same thing, but that's why you don't look at diagnoses. You look at what are the symptoms, because not everybody has the same symptoms to the same diagnosis. Does that make sense? It's very, you look at the way it manifests or the symptoms. That's your message. So if you can share some of that and then let me know when it started. What was going on in your life at that time? So things like that. There, now we're going to get to it.
First thing said is okay, heavy feeling liver.
Her liver feels heavy.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm never aware of my liver and how it feels. I mean, I might be if I was more tapped in. I mean, I always feel there might be different parts, but that's interesting if you're that aware of it. But a heavy liver. Okay, but how is it manifesting? Like, what symptoms are you having with it? I mean, did the doctor just find it on routine tests? Or did you have something that you went to the doctor with? It's like, I need to check this out. Something's going on.
Yeah, it makes me think of the Mandela effect, where the heart used to be on the left side, now it's in the middle. I know you're all going to laugh at me because you're now in the reality where it's in the middle. There was a timeline where it was on the left. The
Well, I'm of the
liver.
generation. I mean, when we crossed our heart, we pledge allegiance to the flag and the hand went over here. But I just know from nursing school, you do compressions and it's slightly to the left. Okay. But you're pressing on, it's behind that sternum because that's what you press to get
She
compression.
spent this time
I did cross my heart over here
lying.
when I was little.
Anybody else remember the anatomy where it was on the left? At least more to the left than what they're showing now. I do see that it's more to the left, but like even when they shoot you in the movies, right? It's like they shoot you over here, they don't shoot you here.
Well, because they hit there, they're going to hit a bone. See, so
Okay,
that,
we're
and it's
getting
going to
off track.
stop it. It can't, that's when it doesn't go through. And they get slightly to the left and it will get it.
why we're getting these answers? I am trying to get somewhere with this,
Okay.
but with the Mandela thing, one of the things, two other sets of organs or organs that they talked about was the liver, and that the liver is getting bigger because it has to handle more toxins or whatever.
Toxins,
So
yeah.
the liver is now bigger than it used to be.
Okay.
And that made me think of that when you were saying it feels heavy, like maybe you're feeling pressure or something. I remember going through a phase like that where I'm like, man, is it my liver? And I don't feel that anymore. So maybe I adjusted to it. I don't know. And then the other one was the
Interesting.
kidneys. The kidneys used to be lower in the back and now they're up
Yeah.
higher.
Yeah.
And all of these, when I would learn about them, would just, because I remember them like here and I remember certain things. And anyways, so it's kind of fun when I'm trying to explain that to people that are on the timeline where it's the new way, and it's like, but do you remember it at all like that? And there'll be like these little bits, but
Well,
anyway.
but if you have kidney infection, you're going to have low back pain. So it makes sense that that's where we've associated it. And I think you're right. The pictures probably used to display it lower. But yeah, no, now they show them. They're up
Yeah, it
higher.
could
Yeah.
just be that they updated the textbooks.
Yeah,
You know, it's like,
it could be.
and like you're saying, maybe they were going off of something, maybe not fully, like now we have so much technology to show us more accuracy. That could play into it.
It
If you
could,
want to be
yeah.
the devil's advocate, that's a good answer.
Well, I think also they probably could move on their own too because organs move. And so if you're saying the liver is getting bigger, it's other things are going to have to move, like, you know what I mean? And so it's going to push
That's
on other
true.
areas. And if everyone's consistently doing it, That's when they're
That's
going
right.
to know in a book. So I think it's all of the above.
All the above.
She said it was found in her blood work.
Okay, so it was found. You didn't go with symptoms. It
Well,
was just probably a routine check.
yes, but she felt exactly how Tracy was mentioning about it being heavy. But yeah,
Okay.
it was routine blood work.
Okay. And it could be that. I mean, the liver is all about toxins, toxic situations, filtering toxins out of your environment, out of your body. I mean, so it's like it technically is doing it out of your body, but when we look at it with soul speak, it's about, your life. Are you in a toxic situation? Or it could be the toxins actually in your body, but it's usually referring to toxic situation in your life if you're having problems with it. Now, high iron, I don't know, I don't remember if that's a big deal. I don't remember, but if he brought it up, that might be. I just don't remember. So
I think you're
as
right, though. We go back to how does it make you feel,
yes,
and what does the liver want you to know with that? Like, why did your soul choose this message, and what is the message with it? And then when you get that, then you won't have those symptoms anymore. And if it is iron, then it releases it. What does iron do? It gives us like that metallic-y taste and.
Right. And I would just wonder, like, I mean, do you have a lot of iron in your diet? I mean, it's filtering it's filtering iron. So you might look at your diet there, but there again, it's like, see, and that may be where your question is actually coming from, is where is that happening? But it always goes back to, what are the symptoms? It always goes back to that. That's where
Yeah.
your message is. But anything with the liver has to do with filtering toxins out of your system, your life. So that's kind of where my head's going with it.
Very true. I had a client with lung stuff the other day, and what it ended up being is it's all the things that were upside down, like dark night of the soul stuff happening.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And he was feeling like he was suffocating.
Because the lungs are, yeah, it's fear of living, fear of life, taking a breath. You're scared, like you're saying, yeah, you're suffocating. It could be grief. And if you're in the dark night, so you're having all those things. So, yeah, things that
And
make
when
you
he left, he was breathing.
good,
Yeah.
wonderful.
And if he's watching, I was so proud of him. Like he did all the work, he did all the hard stuff,
Oh, fantastic.
looking at it in there and getting real with it. So, and that's what we need to do, you guys. We need to really get truthful with ourselves and honest with ourselves. Get out of denial. Look at the part you're playing in things. That's where your answers are. It's not in what Joe Blow did over here or Jane Doe did over there. What did you do? What part did you play? And start looking at what can you do to change it? Those are great ways to get started on a lot of healing. So.
Yeah, and they've been saying that for a while. It's like we have to get real with ourselves. We have to stop, like you're saying, stop denying, stop. We have to face these things, and they're going to get bolder and bolder in our face more. So that's where the 2x4s are coming in. I mean, it's like it's time. We have to deal with these things. If you've been
Yeah.
pushing it down and pushing it back, it's going to come back full force right now. So, or come in.
Yep. Don't avoid it. Just face it. Get in there.
Yes.
Get dirty.
Okay, fine. What? What do you want me
Right. I've had enough. I'm ready. No
know?
psychic 2x4s, please.
But that's even when you do that, you're in the surrender stage, and that's when you're open and receptive, and you can actually make progress. You can leap mountains from that stage. So we just
Absolutely.
fight it so much to get to that. It's like, no. I lose control at that point. No, you act when you actually everything falls into place is that surrender.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. All right, Tiffany, beautiful goddess of the sky, what do you have for us next? No, that's butterfly.
Close enough. Any, I'm just reminding that she's a butterfly.
Oh, yeah.
The loveliest Tiffany. What is the association of a group of moles that popped up suddenly and then merged together near my left temple in any particular origin, or how does it relate spiritually?
Oh, I thought you were meaning moles like in the outside. And so moles on your on the skin?
And
Is
they collectively
Wow. They collectively merged around the temple or at the temple. Of which side? I'm sorry, I was so distracted with
yeah,
moles
we were
outside.
thinking we had four-legged furry things going on and
Left temple.
left temple.
Well, the left is the past. I'm thinking a lot.
But okay, left temple would be critical mind, right?
The left side, left brain.
Critical side. I know, I'm just trying to think like you're playing an ultimate game of charades
Well,
here.
and what did I do? I went thinking, which is the critical mind.
Yeah. So it's the critical mind. Is there something you're being too critical about? And then, of course, if you're getting moles starting to form here, what are you going to do? It's like, oh, that doesn't look good. How did the, you know, we're going to fuss about that, right? Like, are you being too critical about something is what's popping in for me.
Okay.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, interesting. Interesting. But skin, anything, the skin is it's a protect it's the biggest organ out, it's our external organ. It's also how we present to the world. It's how we show ourselves. So sometimes there's messages in the skin like that. It's like, how are you, but there again, there's a critical, maybe the criticism again. Ooh. I don't know, but it's like thinking.
Yeah, you can also just go into meditation and ask the moles, why are you here? What's your message? And just write down the first thoughts that pop in
What are you
for
trying
you.
to tell me? You got my attention. What are you trying
Something
to tell
going on there.
me?
Okay. I think we took that as far as we can.
That's a
Okay,
cool
Tiffany.
question.
It was a cool question. It
A
made us
cool
think.
situation.
Yeah, it's like, oh, that is interesting. Okay, goddess, what do you got?
This question is from Melissa. Tiffany, question, can you recommend any homeopath books? I recall your mother mentioning that you guys carried one, but I haven't seen it.
Not a homeopath book. We have herbal. There was an herbal dictionary that. Yeah, an herbal dictionary. So, and then I think within there she had, she, I don't know if she's homeopathic, but definitely she's an herbalist and really, really good, everything. So look for that. I think it's the herbal, yeah, dictionary. We have Erica Middleton. Is she still doing her homeopathy, Erica?
I don't know.
Okay. But anyway, that's that. Yeah, we didn't have a mom had a homeopathic person, a person that she worked with, and but we never had a book about it. We just had that person may have gone on to write a book, but we didn't publish it. So,
It's just going down memory lane now. I maybe
I
did
remember
something.
she was out of Dallas. I don't remember her name, but if you contact Ozark Mountain Publishing, you can find out about the book, and you can find out about they probably remember this person, the homeopathic, a homeopath that she worked with, if she's still
That would be
working.
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one that Mima worked with?
Yes.
I remember her name.
You do?
I remember her first name.
Okay.
Glinda.
I see why you remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Glinda in Dallas. Do you remember she was in Dallas, from Dallas?
No, I don't remember that.
Okay. So
Okay.
if you find
Well.
a homeopath named Glinda in Dallas, that would be her.
Very cool. All right, goddess, butterfly in the sky. We'll do the butterfly part
This
now.
question's from Becca. Tiffany, the question master. How can we know for sure when we are following our highest timeline? I try not to let myself worry about it much. Sometimes I wonder if I'm kidding myself. Do I just ride the wave and hope I end up where I want to? I like to be sure of things, but maybe the answer is to just be open to the current taking me into an uncertain destination. With a thinky face emoji.
I love
I think
it.
the answer was in the question,
Yes.
but when you don't worry about it, that's when you're on it.
Yes. Yeah.
When you're
Yeah.
out of
That,
fear-based thinking.
yeah. Fear-based, critical mind, all of that. Then that's when you're pulling down the energy. You're doing different things. Just flow with it. Don't worry about it. You just know that you are on the highest timeline. You are in the right place always for you. And just go
Thinking
with
about
it.
the highest timeline, it's about the vibration, right? It's about our frequencies. So wherever you're at with your frequency right now is the highest timeline for you. You're on your highest timeline, and you can keep getting higher in that timeline or changing those frequencies. I don't want it to seem like one is better than the other, because what all of them are about is experience. And so you're having experiences on all of them. But if you'd like to continue to change your frequency and move more out of that fear-based stuff and into those other frequencies that don't offer fear, right?
Love
Without making them sound like a hierarchy again.
it.
And I've always done this. I compare it to the piano keyboards, right? Like each frequency is a piano key, and all of those keys are needed to make the beautiful music,
And
right?
they're all
And
in line,
they're all,
aren't they?
yeah. So think of it like the piano. And so if you are doing everything you can to be the best version of yourself, and that on that day you're in your highest timeline. And that
Absolutely.
includes somebody ticked me off today and that hurt and I'm mad. That's okay. You know, this is what I don't want people going through their awakening to think, that they always have to be airy-fairy. Everything's good. I forgive you. Da da da. Yeah,
You're
forgiveness is
mad, be
important,
mad.
but if it does, if it's not, if you can't actually do it, you can't just say it. You have to mean it. And sometimes to mean it, you have to feel the feelings. They were there to give you an experience.
Yes.
And so be in the experience. Be honest with yourself. How am I feeling about that? Sometimes those feelings aren't fun. They're hurtful. And maybe you're mad or sad or angry or grieving, and that's okay. Be in that. And those things will put you in the highest timeline when you are getting honest with the things that are going on.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent point. Yeah, highest timeline doesn't mean euphoria and utopia and, all the time. It just means you operating at your highest potential, I think, where
Yeah.
you are at
And
that point.
sometimes for us to get
And,
to that highest potential, we got to go through challenges. You know, it's the pressure on the coal to make the diamond, that whole fear and that whole little metaphor. You're going to go through things to keep you evolving. And so if you're thinking, oh, I'm going through a rough patch, I must not be on my highest timeline, you could be completely off on that. That rough patch is pushing you further into that evolution. So think of that as a good thing, not a bad thing.
Yeah, love it.
It's creating change, and change is what we need to keep evolving, right?
Yes.
My dog's in the
Yeah, I
background.
love those lines of seeing this beep, beep, beep.
Her little tail. Usually Luna's sleeping back there, but she's on the floor today. Oh well, she didn't want to be part of the show.
Yeah, don't. I think these last two questions is like, don't worry about what it should look like. Don't worry about, like, this is how it should be. Yeah, get out of the shoulds. Just flow with it. Be honest with yourself. I love that angle. Just be true to yourself. Be authentic. That's you.
The more you fall in love with your life and who you are, and accept and understand who you are, don't judge things. That's you just launching into that higher frequency or that highest timeline for yourself. Because, okay, so if everything in the world is your mirror, when you start loving yourself and being kind to yourself, what's that mirror? Love and kindness.
Coming back to
So really everything is about you. Go work on you. Anything triggering outside of that is about you. And those people that were mad at because they were cruel or unkind or whatever, they were playing their role so that
playing
you
their
could get
part.
closer to
Yeah.
self-love. So thank you for playing your role and being the jerk and helping me
Yeah.
to evolve and putting me in the right place at the right time
Getting
for
an
the
award when we
next
get to the
It's hard to do when you're
And
really
thank
mad
you.
at somebody, you know,
Yeah.
when you've really been hurt by something. But usually if you go through that experience, and we can probably all think of somebody in our timeline, and then as you get further into your life, you look back at that and you go, oh man, if they wouldn't have done that, that wouldn't have ticked me off and got me going this direction. And then I met all these people, and then I got on this thing, and then I went that
I
direction.
wouldn't be where I am today. I wouldn't be who I am today.
Yeah. So very important. They're very important, pivotal people in your life. And the very loving ones are too, you know, but it's the mean ones are just as important to get you in that space.
Yeah.
So there you go. I know.
Sometimes that's just how we need our message. You know, it's kind of like like when I first started getting messages from the higher self, and it'd be like it was always from a stage, or when I'm talking to somebody, it's never, it's usually, it's so funny how it works. It's like it's when it's needed for someone else, you know, I think. I mean, if I directly ask something, I'll get an answer, but it doesn't just come in without, you know, like I need to instigate it and or initiate it. And but when somebody's talking to me, or we're on a show or on a stage or something like that, then things will come in. It's like somebody needs to hear this. And sometimes they can be really rough. And it's like, I can't say that. And they're like, say it. And finally, I will. I would all argue. I'm arguing over here while I'm doing whatever this is. And they're like, you must say it, just like you're hearing it, exactly the way you're hearing it. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't do that. Finally, I would. And then the other person, or some, even from a stage, somebody say, that's for me. That one's for me. I needed to hear it. You know, and some, I needed to hear it just like that. You know, so they get it. And sometimes that's what we present ourselves with, you know, our situations. It's where we are at that time. We need a message just like that, so it'll get through. If it's too nice and fluffy, it'll probably just fly away and we won't even notice it. But sometimes they've got to be rough and, you know, to get to the core so we'll really get it. You know, that's, but we're the one doing that. This is how I need to be spoken to at this moment, so I will get this message.
True. I like that. Good information. I think we have time probably for another
I
question.
think so.
Yeah. Okay, beautiful butterfly in the sky.
That's my cue.
Okay.
A question for Julia. Have you heard that diabetes is caused by a parasite in the pancreas, not by sugar and carb intake? What is your view of this?
First of all, see this, that's going back. Oh, it's caused by this. It's caused by this. Now, diabetes, and let's take the word out of it. You know, if you're having issues with your blood sugar, I mean, it may be caused by the pancreas. It may be caused by different things going on in the pancreas. That's not where the concern is. Where the message is the symptoms. See, I'm just concerned about the symptoms and the message to the body, to you. And it will usually be something about, you know, the sweetness in your life is gone. You've lost your joy. You've lost your dream. You've lost, you know, there's no fun anymore. So it's your body trying to tell you, hey, go back to having fun. Now, if it took a parasite to be in there to cause the symptoms, you know, to cause the pancreas to act up, to give you the symptoms to get to that message, maybe. If it took whatever, all these different things that they say it can be, see, that's why I don't look at that. It could be. I mean, there's so much on parasites now. I don't know. You can really go down a parasite rabbit hole. And but I'm not as concerned about that. If you go and address the message, it will take care of. So it'll unwind all the other stuff, anything that could be causing it. You know, we're not concerned about that. We're concerned about the message, because when you take care of that, everything else unwinds, and you will actually it'll be gone. It'll be healed because it's no longer needed. And that's
Okay.
probably not what you wanted to hear, but that's what it is. That's how it works. You know, it's like somebody say, well, what about I get questioned, this is a mild one compared to what you just said, but a lot of times they'll say, what about the gluten? You know, the gluten in the diet and everything is causing all these things. And it's like, well, if that were the case, I mean, if I'm trying, that wasn't exactly how the question was asked, but it was like, if that were the issue, then everybody would be affected by it, you know, but it's not, but not everybody is affected by gluten. It's what it does. It's what the symptoms are. See, that's the message. And that's, these people have grabbed on to that situation so they could get that beautiful message. And the people that aren't grabbing onto it don't need that message. So anyway, that's another roundabout way. Somebody, it's like, it must be this. We get caught up in the cause, because that's what, I mean, we want to get to the root, to the basis of it, not, oh, it's this organ doing this and this, da, 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 that you can, you, we don't need to do that. That's the medical, that's not where you need to go. You want to go to the symptoms, always. The symptoms is where the message is.
There we go. I think we might be at a point where we want to do our shout outs and yeah. So
Tracy, how can people find you?
I'm right here. I'm here. You can go to qhhtofficial.com under level 3 practitioners or go to tracymahan.com. That's how you find me.
Yeah. And if you want to have, yeah, you have, want to have a QHHT session, Tracy's right there.
Yep.
And then anything QHHT, if you would like to become a practitioner, if you would like to have a session, if you would like to join one of our retreats when we have it all officially
Yes.
formulated, we will be announcing it on the site. We will have it posted there, and we'll be announcing it everywhere we can. But all these things will be at QHHTofficial.com. And then if you do want to be a practitioner, Tracy has a code that can get you a discount.
That's right. The magic is real. All one word. The magic is real will get you a percentage off of your level one course. And join the
Yeah, so
family.
that's, yeah, QHHT. I mean, it's such a gorgeous way. This is where this information, these things come from, that we've been talking about. This is how we opened up to this. Is like, you are helping people get the answers to their questions. And then when you have a session, you're being opened up to your higher self, you know, to answer your questions. So it's showing you how to have this conversation, and it's opening you to all these big, beautiful, wonderful things that, you know, you can do consciously now. Where before it's like, I can't do these things. Everybody else can do them, but I can't do them. No, this opens you. It makes that connection so you can now bring in those parts in a conscious state, and it just keeps opening you up more, you know, more and more. And it's just so
Every
cool.
time.
Yeah, and you just become more sensitive to things, which you already are, but now you understand it more because sessions show you that what's going on. Yeah. And then if you're interested in soul speak is the language of the body. It's understanding, like I was saying, it's the symptoms, you know, what's it trying to tell you? What are all these different
Super
things going
psychic.
on? We have the book, Soul Speak, the Language of Your Body, and then I also have the online course. And I'll have the
I
link
usually hold
below.
the book up while
Yeah.
she's doing this, and I can't.
Yeah.
I don't know where it is. Oh, I
I'll put
got
the
it.
link. Okay, did you find it? Yay, Soul Speak.
Get yourself a copy.
Absolutely. And then I have yeah, so I'll put the link to the book and the course below the video. So,
Perfect.
yay.
Tiffany, any parting words for the
How can
audience
people
before
find you, Tiffany?
Up in the sky with the
Oh,
butterflies.
okay. Ooh.
So now we go to your parting words.
The parting words from Tiffany.
Stay warm.
Stay
Definitely
warm.
stay warm.
Stay
Yes.
safe, stay warm. Remember to bring in the cold animals. The cows, the chickens, the horses.
I got a bird bath. Oh, this time I'm doing the keeping the water for the bird bath warm heater.
Oh.
For the chickens' water, so they keep their water. And I got another one just the other day because I realized the squirrels and the birds and the deer.
All need water.
Yeah, so I just a little thing, but hey, it's something.
Very nice. See?
So
Yeah.
just
They need water.
they
It's
do.
very
They need
dry.
water.
It's oddly dry when it's that cold. So,
It is, yes.
very much
Anyway,
so.
yeah. Well, thank you all. Welcome back, Tracy. And love
Anytime.
you all. Thank you, Tiff.
Well, I leave
Thank you all.
again. Bye,
Bye, everybody.
everyone. Thank you, Tiffy.